Wally, if I give you two radios to walk into an ARPSC meeting, and then you walk out with zero, and I give you permission, can you do that?
I don't know. These guys are looking, they're pretty thrifty. They're looking for steals, not deals. So that would be kind of a thing. One of them was an R7, actually, John. He can't get it to take an update. I think I know the problem with an R7. You have to pay for the subscription to update it, and there's really no reason to update firmware on an R7. And, I mean, especially if you're not trunking it. And but I'll take a look at it for him. And then another one, Cujo, purchased one from somebody, 6550, for $60 or $80. So that was Joe, AJP, was programming him up at MMD for him, and I said, you don't need that. You're better off with, you know, he had a Bolfang DM32V. I said to him, I said, you're better off with that if you're going to play around with the DMV, you know, a digital voice modem. For digital stuff, you're better off to use that, because that way you can program everything on the fly. And he goes, okay. And then he turned around and sold that one to Tom. So it all worked out pretty good. So it just kind of happened. And then Tom handed me the 6550, says, here, just make it look like yours. Well, here I am. So two more radio projects. Gotta love it. Go ahead, Rick.
Sounds like it keeps you out of trouble on a full-time basis there. I'm not sure where it goes now. I know I was coming after Dakota there for a while, but then we got a different rotation now. So whoever's got it, go ahead.